What if the best way to counter hate speech online is to have a bot call it out? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. We have ample evidence that hate speech online can easily spread offline. Artificial intelligence can help spot racist or violent or sexist speech, but then what? Human moderators have to read the horrible things to verify if they're hate speech. Taking down posts creates free speech complaints, and also it's trivially easy to just make a new account to spew the same terrible things. Researchers at Intel and UC Santa Barbara are proposing a new idea. Use AI to identify hate speech and then create an automated response to those messages, like pointing out that the words used could be offensive or warning people that they're violating terms of service. Anna Bethke is head of AI for Social Good at Intel.
A lot of these mechanisms to remove our hate speech online aren't really working. So this is using artificial intelligence to be able to insert like a comment that would, you know, mitigate a hate speech rant or this very easily escalatable situation. And it's taking in the information of the post that it's responding to and the entire thread as well. So it sort of knows what the context is.
In your research, is there evidence that that intervention works? You know, what happens after an autoresponder is inserted like that?
And that's a big question. Like, that's something that we really need to test out further. So, you know, like, this was step A and B, perhaps, of being able to identify the hate speech, identify a method to intervene. But then, you know, like, the next step is, yeah, working in these different communities, working with a group like Reddit, or we used Gab as the other data set. So, like, with them or Twitter, and sort of run these different tests of having intervention responses, both no intervention responses, intervention responses by a person, and then by an algorithm.
What are the long-term goals? Like, do you hope that this technology can reduce, you know, some of the burden on human moderators also?
That would be spectacular. Human moderators are carrying a very heavy burden, and it is a fairly harmful job for them from like a mental health perspective, because they're just looking at hate message after hate message after hate message. Like, I know myself, it was really hard for me even just to look at this data set and to work with it. And it would be a job that I know I would not be able to perform. And I don't think, you know, it's fair for us to put such a burden on people. And I know that there are ways that all these platforms are helping their content moderators, but still, you know, like, no one should be having to read these.
Anna Bethke is head of AI for Social Good at Intel. She said next steps for the researchers could be to try to apply these tools to images or video and hopefully talk a big social media platform into using them. And now for some related links. This type of technology is suddenly even more relevant to Facebook. Judges in the EU ruled last week that European regulators can force Facebook to take down hate speech posts anywhere in the world. Facebook and some human rights groups said that ruling essentially lets one country or region decide what people all over the world are allowed to see. But governments and civil rights groups have complained that platforms like Google and Twitter and Facebook haven't done enough to combat violent or extremist or other hateful speech online, which is arguably also true. Now, these platforms don't want to be in the position to have to censor speech. That's obviously a huge, hairy proposition. And I would argue that we actually don't want the CEOs of private companies to have the power to either promote or block, say, the views of the President of the United States. But it might be the only way for them to stay in business. A former public policy advisor to Facebook told ABC News last month that it's actually in Facebook's long-term economic interest to do a better job monitoring and discouraging hateful speech. Otherwise, it's going to face more and more regulation like the EU rules that were handed down last week. Facebook did recently roll out some new tools to try to combat this problem. Over at our website, marketplacetech.org, you'll find links to stories about those new tools and the EU ruling, and a piece from the New York Times over the weekend provocatively titled, "Free Speech is Killing Us." I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.